Hi, I'm Michael Cashew.
And I'm Adi Cashew, and you're listening to the WAG podcast. This podcast is about health, wellness, and personal development.
Each episode is a short conversation between Adi and I on a single topic with actionable steps. We cover everything from food, mindset, fitness, and relationships.
We started WAG because of the way health and fitness changed our lives, so we hope to share a tool or two that helps you along your way.
And we're back. Hello, Adi.
Hey.
Guys, welcome back to the show. Thanks for joining us today. Before we get started, we want to remind you that we are now allowing you to submit questions via a voicemail on the website. We want this show to really become a conversation between you and us. And so if you go to workingagainstgravity.com/podcast and scroll down until you see, I think the button says record
submit,
now or
submit audio recording.
Submit audio recording. Leave us a question. First, leave us your name, where you're from, and then as clearly as possible, articulate your question. And we are going to answer the best questions that also sort of sound good on a podcast.
Yeah, we already got some pretty amazing questions, so I'm really excited about it.
Let's get into this.
Okay.
We've got another relationship podcast for you guys.
Yeah.
So our last one that we put out was called something like Let's Talk About Sex, Four Tips for Having Better Sex. And that one was, unsurprisingly, our most popular yet. And
of the WAG podcast.
Of the WAG podcast so far. And I think that has something to do with very few people are talking about sex and definitely in the fitness and health community. So that one was really popular. We had a really fun time doing it.
Yeah.
And so we want to just keep you guys updated on like what we are working on in our relationship. And hopefully it helps you guys.
Yeah. We also did share, I shared this, what we're about to talk about on social media, and people absolutely loved it, saved it. So figured it was really a perfect opportunity to share it on the podcast.
Without further ado, we're talking about a quarterly check-in, a formal check-in for your relationship. So this is really for people that are in relationships that are already really growth-minded, that are taking accountability for their shit, and that are really trying to level up their game in their relationship.
Yeah, I would say that this is probably for somebody maybe who has listened to our other relationship podcasts and has already started implementing a bunch of the strategies and habits and behaviors that we're using on the daily, you know? So,
because this is advanced shit, guys.
It's not that advanced. I mean, anyone could do it. Just why we say this is because if you're already doing daily behaviors and strategies and having conversations like this regularly, it's going to be a safer space to have this type of formal check-in, because it could be, you could talk about some really hard things. You could talk about some really sensitive things that the other person's really insecure about or that you're really insecure about. So already being in a place where you have good communication between each other and that's something you practice regularly makes this more likely to be successful.
And on the flip side, if you're just finding us and you have not listen to any of our other stuff, I think this can be a really good launch pad for changing the way that you behave in your relationship and the way that you are in your relationship. So wherever you are, welcome, and hopefully this can help you. So today we're going to talk about why we did this formal check-in with each other, what we got out of it, exactly how we did it, including some writing and some sharing exercises, and that's about it.
All right.
So Adi, why did we choose to do this in the first place?
So in our business and our personal lives, you and I are working with a bunch of mentors in really every single aspect of our life. We have a business mentor, a relationship mentor. We have multiple business mentors, people who we go to for personal problems. And when it comes to those things, we have some formal practices that we have in place. Like we do something called a vision and goals, where we check in on our own personal goals and aspirations and things that we want to achieve and things that we want to improve on. We have meditation practice, a journaling practice. Like we put a lot of work into our business and our personal lives.
We'd even do annual strategic planning for the business.
Right, exactly. And we check in every quarter on the business and all that type of stuff. And we weren't doing anything formal for our relationship that really had us sitting down and carving out a specific amount of time to not just work on things that are coming up right now or talk about, you know, how we feel in the moment or an issue that's come up and that type of thing. This is more assessing where we're at in the relationship and also the future, like specifically about the relationship, what the future could look like, what things we want to work on, that type of stuff. So we were really kind of just wanted to take our relationship to the next level. And this was one strategy that we are using to do that.
Sweet. So what do you think we got out of it? What were the biggest takeaways for you?
The biggest takeaway for me, I think, was reaffirming that all the work that we're doing daily is really working. So it was really cool to go through this process, which we're going to outline exactly what this process looks like. But at the end of it, nothing absolutely crazy popped up that I'd never expected to hear before, which made me feel very connected to you. I felt very aligned in where what we both think about this relationship and where we see it going moving forward. So that made me feel pretty good. I think that made you feel pretty good too.
Yeah, it was definitely, I think you already said it, very reaffirming that we're on the right track and that we're really putting a lot of effort and intention into our relationship.
Yeah, and it's just nice to sit down. And like there was a couple things that came up. I think one example was both of us wanted to get closer to the other's family, and we had come to that conclusion separately. And hearing you say that you were on your own writing and you wrote that you wanted to get closer to my family, and I was on my own writing and I wrote that I wanted to get closer to your family, and coming together and sharing that with each other, it's such a good feeling to know that we're kind of on the exact same page. Like we really want the same things and there's not these huge obstacles that we have to overcome because we're doing this work constantly. And it just felt really good. So that.
Yeah. I would like to add this caveat. Obviously not everyone is going to have that same experience. Maybe you're not already in constant communication about how you want to grow and change in your relationship. And so some things might come completely out of the blue. And I think that's totally fine.
Totally fine. I kind of like that would have been totally fine and exciting within itself, because the whole point of this is for us to be able to discover those things, to have a space that is safe, that we're not going to escalate into conflict, and to talk about what you want for the future of the relationship, what I want for the future of the relationship, and what fits for the both of us so that we can live the best life possible, right? You're the person that I'm going to spend the most time with in my life. So I want to make sure that we're 100%, as close to 100% on the same page as possible. So there were a couple things that like I wanted you to work on and you wanted me to work on that were a little bit surprising or a little bit like I didn't know that was what you were going to choose. But yeah, so that just felt really good. The next thing, we have a section in there that we acknowledge each other for the work that we're doing and how each other's showing up in the relationship. And that felt so good. Like just sitting there and being bathed in acknowledgement by you is such a good feeling. It's a really good feeling to have your partner notice the things, the effort that you're putting towards your relationship, to showing them love, to growing yourself in the relationship. That was a really great feeling. And then
I'm just thinking about like if WAG ends up failing, how we could start selling acknowledgement baths.
They do feel really good. Yeah. At the end, I felt like we had a clear direction for where we wanted to go next, what there is for us to work on and what you want me to work on, what I want you to work on. And then I just felt incredibly connected to you at the end of it.
Awesome. So let's set up the context for this. Mm-hmm. I think that if you're interested in doing this, you can do this anywhere at any time. However, you want to try to optimize the headspace that you're in. And I've done this, I've done like similar stuff for myself personally. And I usually try to A, get out into nature, and B, have time, like free time on the front and back end of the experience. Because if you're worrying about, or if you're still brooding over a conversation that, like a negative conversation you had earlier that day at work, or you're worried about some commitment you have early in the morning the next day, then you're not going to be able to be 100% fully present and give all of your attention to this experience. So ideally, carve out two or three days and do this right in the middle of that 3 days so that you're completely relaxed. Both of you are completely relaxed and you can be present and not be worrying about the future or the past.
Yeah. And then it also helps that you just don't have any responsibilities necessarily. So this could take a long time. This could take a short time. You don't feel rushed. It was really nice that we basically set it up that we had an entire day and it was going to take as long as it was going to take. And I think from start to finish, it ended up taking us like, I don't know, 5-6 hours maybe.
Yeah. On and off. We did a lot of different things in between.
Yeah. So on and off, it took us 5 or 6 hours and it was really nice to just sit there. We were on vacation and just we have the time to sit and think and really take this seriously. So I would highly recommend what Michael is suggesting.
Yeah. And this is just coming to me. I think that part of what that space really gives you is it allows things to come up that aren't just from your intellect. It allows it to come up from deeper within, from your intuition and from, just from deeper within. And if you're rushing through this experience or you have other things on your mind, then it's going to be harder to access that mm-hmm. stuff.
Yeah. And one thing that I do appreciate that you've taught me in our relationship is to take this kind of thing seriously. So some people think that if your relationship's great, you don't need to do this kind of thing or how silly or it's a little bit uncomfortable. I mean, it's a little bit uncomfortable to talk about your feelings, about your relationship, but I appreciate that when we approach this type of work, you take it very seriously, which makes me take it very seriously. So meaning like, sometimes we'll just sit there and think and search for, is there something more? Is there more? Is there more? I love that question, like, is there more? And then you sit and you think, and then sometimes something pops up and you get the chance to explore that, and that leads to something else and something else. So also being relaxed without responsibility, I would also really try and like agree with your partner that you're going to take this seriously and it's not a joke. It's like this could really, really help level up your relationship.
Without a doubt. I think at this point, like we haven't always been this way, but at this point, we are both absolutely crystal clear on the fact that this is just like running a really successful business or a really successful sports organization. The more intentional about where you're going and what your future looks like and checking in on how you're doing currently, the more intentional you are about that and the more seriously you take it, the more successful you're going to be, period.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool. Let's get into it. So what does it actually look like?
The way that we did it, and I feel like we could innovate on this and make new iterations of it. But the first time, the way that we did it was we started with outlining what we were going to write about. So the four things that we ended up writing about were one, how we want to grow personally in everything was in relation to the relationship. So it's not like I want to be a better leader at work. Like that would not work in this scenario. It's just how do I want to grow personally in relation to our relationship? The next thing was to acknowledge the other person for how they've grown in the relationship and like from all the things that you're noticing that they're doing that you've talked about or even just things that you're noticing that really help you and make you feel loved and make you feel safe or make you feel like make you hot for them, you know, whatever it is that you want to acknowledge your partner for. That felt really good. And then the next thing was the opportunities for growth for the other person. So what did I see as being Michael's next biggest opportunity for growth in regards to our relationship?
This is another way of saying, what are your biggest complaints about the other person right now?
I don't know if it's about the biggest complaints. I don't know if I would agree with that.
It depends on what state of mind you're in, but a lot of those things at times could be complaints.
Yeah, but then there's also some things that are like, I see that you have complaints and I see that that is an area for growth for you because that is actually affecting our relationship because it's something that I notice that you're struggling with. You know, like it could be a million different things, right? It doesn't have to be complaints, but it could also be complaints that you have or like little things that nag you about the other person, but ways that you see an opportunity for them to grow. And then our fourth thing was a poem. It was really just an emotional expression. We're not poets. We are not. We don't.
You're borderline poet. You're pretty damn good.
I am not. Yours is really. Yours is really.
Interesting.
Yeah. But we just like...
Mine started off like really sultry and sweet, and then it got extremely raunchy at the very end.
Oh, of course. Typical.
Should I read it on here?
No. But it really was just a way to end the experience on like a lighter note on... you know, we just wrote about all these ways to grow and all these things that we want to change in the other person and see them progress or ways that we want to change. And that could feel like kind of heavy. So having the poem at the end was kind of fun. We laughed. I ended up reading it to Michael twice because it was just so sweet. So that's basically how the writing section ended up looking. And so we did that separately. So we had those four things that we were going to write about. I left Michael. I went to like a totally different place. We were staying at a hotel and I ended up going to a different section. Michael went to a different place and we wrote for probably around 3 hours. We just sat, we had coffee, we like took our time. I took breaks from time to time. And we really just took that very seriously and wrote as much as we possibly could about each of the four categories. Mm-hmm.
And we actually discovered after doing the writing that we both approached it completely differently. So Adi wrote it kind of linearly, like you would read a book, like you would write a book. And I chose to do, what do they call those things?
Web charts? No.
Where you put a circle in the middle and then you put a bunch of lines connecting to other ideas.
It's like a chart. Yeah, whatever.
People listening, you know what we mean.
Yeah.
Because I heard somewhere that allows you to think a little bit more creatively. And so I just wanted to try it that way. And it was super fun for me. Mm-hmm. So then we shared with each other.
Yeah. So we got back together. I think we actually took a break once we stopped writing. I think we went somewhere, right?
We may or may not have had sweaty, hot, passionate.
Stop. Oh my gosh. So we took a break. Oh, Michael. So we took a break and we came back together. We sat at a table. It was beautiful. We were outside. And
very nice table.
Yes. We shared one section at a time. So I shared how I want to grow personally. Then Michael shared how he wants to grow personally. We had any clarifying questions about that or, you know, asked each other to expand or whatever it was. Then we moved to the next section. One person shared, then the other person shared. I don't think we kept the same order every single time. Yeah, so that's how we ended up coming together. And then the key, I think, afterwards was we solidified at the end of the sharing what I thought the three things that you should focus on moving forward would be, and then you picked the three things that I should focus on moving forward. So there's like a lot that can come up in an exercise like this. Maybe
we each have like 10 to 15 different opportunities for growth for the other person.
Yeah, exactly. And that's a lot. Like I'm saying, hey, Michael, these are 10 to 15 ways that I think that you could grow. That's just really overwhelming. We've talked about this on the podcast before when it's in relation to nutrition or fitness or whatever it is. Going from like zero to 15 things that you want to work on is like a recipe to not change at all and just be very overwhelmed. So I got to pick three things that I thought were the most important for Michael. He chose three things for me. We wrote those in our journals.
I want to say something about this.
Yeah.
I think I could see where some people might think or might just want to like pick their own things to work on. And I think that's fine. However, I think our partners can see our next level of development better than we can, right? Because there are often blind spots. And if we already knew, if we could see those things clearly, if we were fully aware of some of these blind spots and our next level of progression, we probably would already be doing them. And so having our partners choose them for us helps us really see what our biggest levers are.
Yeah. I also think that having your partner pick it for you helps that the next thing that you're working on or the next thing that you want to, that you're going to grow towards is for the relationship because they're picking it. They know, you know, it's like, it's an area for you to grow, but it's probably the most important for me to see that. And that impacts the relationship. It doesn't just impact you personally.
So again, context is try to get as much space as you can before and after the experience. And then the four sections were first to write about how you want to grow in relation to the relationship, then acknowledge the other person for the growth that they've made in the relationship, then opportunities for growth for the other person, and then finally a poem, or you can do like a letter, or you can do nothing. You can rearrange these and change these as much or as little as you want. Guys, I really hope that you try this out, at least some of it. I think it can be incredibly, incredibly impactful for you. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for joining us. Stay in touch by signing up for our newsletter at workingagainstgravity.com or on Instagram at workingagainstgravity.
And don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes, leave us a 5-star review, and refer a friend. We'll be back next week with another episode. Talk to you then.